This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, our second hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. And you can call us. You can really join us. You can get on the program and pose a question by calling this number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. We've got the whole hour to share vital health information with you. And let's start with this one. It has to do with the type of exercise that is most likely to benefit you when it comes to weight loss. You know, a lot of studies suggest that exercise really isn't all that helpful getting people to lose weight. Of course, it's helpful in terms of your cardiovascular system, but if you want to shed the pounds, it's really most about diet. And I see a lot of people in the Y where I work out, and they're kind of exercising peripatetically. They're on the stationary bike or on the elliptical, and they're going kind of slow. They're looking at their phones, they're texting, maybe they're reading the newspaper, but they're putting in their time, and they're sort of trudging through the exercise, and that's to the good. You know, I'm all for exercise, and it's going to enhance their flexibility. It's maybe got some circulatory benefits, but when it comes to weight loss, you know, some of these folks maybe are a little bit, shall we say, longitudinally challenged. They need to lose some weight, and it seems that they exercise, but they're just not taking off the pounds. Well, a new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine weighs in on the subject of what type of exercise is best for achieving the goal of weight loss. And they compared regular, steady aerobic exercise versus something called intermittent intense effort, which sometimes goes by the name of HIIT, high intensity interval training. And you can do HIIT in a variety of ways. One of the ways that I'm doing it is I'm using the battle ropes in the gym. And the battle ropes consist of a couple of heavy ropes that you rhythmically pound to the floor, and it makes a big racket, and it really gasses you. You're really out of breath within a minute. You try to sustain it for a minute or two. It's very hard. And if you have a heart rate monitor on, you can see your heart rate go way up into the high hundreds. And that is a form of interval training. Another way you can do interval training is you can do sprint interval training, which includes running, jogging, speed walking, or cycling. And periodically during my spin classes, they say, okay, you're climbing the hill. Okay, sprint. Really pour it on. And they time it for a minute or two, at the end of which your pulse rate is really high. And then there are recovery periods in between. But they compared this interval training with just steady as she goes exercise, which a lot of people do. Maybe they get into a little bit of a rut because, frankly, interval training is unpleasant. You exceed your anaerobic threshold. You end up gasping for breath. And it's a little harder. No question. You got to push yourself. So they looked at 41 studies involving 1,115 people. And what they found is that both interval training and a continuous workout reduced overall weight and percentage of body fat. But neither did it by very much. It was, on the average, about a 3 to 5 pound weight loss, which is, you know, maybe for some people not that spectacular overall. But interval training provided a 28.5% greater reduction in weight compared to just regular continuous exercise. So the authors conclude that interval training may be where it's at if your goal is weight loss, but be careful, because if you're not in good shape, getting your heart rate up to very high level might be more than your heart can handle. And oh, by the way, sprinting and using battle ropes and going really hard on your exercise might be hard on your joints and pose the risk of injury. Got to be a little bit more in shape when you do the interval training. But so another thing about interval training is you can economize in terms of your time commitment to a workout, because 20 minutes of an intense interval training workout is roughly the equivalent of an hour of continuous exercise when it comes to caloric burn off and the net results in terms of your conditioning. It's really an economical way to allocate your time to exercise. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. We welcome your phone calls. Other ways you can get through to us, you can record a phone call, a question, by going to drhoffman.com, and there on the homepage on your PC or Mac, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm 62 years old. My bowel was perforated. I was also diagnosed with chronic ulcerative colitis. It is getting so bad, I can't even deal with it anymore. And because I have heart problems, I've had a heart attack and brain bleeds and all sorts of autoimmune disorders. Can you please help me or discuss ulcerative colitis? I also have bouts of constipation. And after I was perforated from a so-called colonoscopy gone wrong, it's almost hard to live. Any help that you could do, I would really appreciate. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, Denise, I mean, you have a very, very serious form of ulcerative colitis. And, you know, this is illustrative of how much trouble people can get into with a condition that, you know, some people just think, well, you know, they've got, some periodic urgency and stomach pain. No, it can be a systemic condition that affects all parts of the body, the heart, the brain. I guess the perforation that you're talking about occurred when they tried to do a colonoscopy. And because you've got tissue paper thin intestines, it went awry. And that's just a devastating complication of what is usually a routine procedure. And a cautionary tale, because you got to be careful when you have ulcerative colitis. Colonoscopies can be risky. So, in about an hour lecture that I'm about to deliver this next weekend at the Integrative Health Symposium, I'm going to talk about natural approaches to ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Now, you can't attend that conference, probably. It's for health professionals. But that suggests that it's complicated. There's just so many different aspects to this, from diet to natural supplements. Some patients benefit from cannabidiol or even marijuana-based products. Combinations of THC and CBD, low-dose naltrexone may play a role in helping patients with autoimmunity. There's even the possibility that fecal transplantation may be helping some patients with serious ulcerative colitis. And I'd have to see you to individualize treatment for you. Obviously, when you have a more serious form of this, some of the simpler things like diet change may not work as rapidly. But, you know, I have to tell you that the conventional treatments for ulcerative colitis are limited in their efficacy. You're an illustration. I mean, here you are in a country which is, has the most advanced medicine in the world, and yet your ulcerative colitis has progressed to the point that you're in some dire straits. And so the medicines can somewhat put the brakes on this. They're not curative. That's why we need to employ natural therapies. And believe you me, over the last 20 or 30 years that I've been employing them, they really work. And sometimes they're standalone. They can supplant the need for medication. Sometimes, along with medication, they help hasten recovery and reduce patients' dependency on medication. But they really work. I would suggest that you start with a book called Breaking the Vicious Cycle by Elaine Gottschall. It's a book about the specific carbohydrate diet that many people are following for ulcerative colitis. And it really helps. And it may cure you, but if it doesn't, there's a lot of other things alone. And it's, a, you know, I've had an hour, and this might be over the head of a lot of our listeners because it's designed for health professionals. I'd give that 1 hour lecture, but obviously not suitable for regular radio audience. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. What if you came to my office and said, you know, I want the most advanced cardiovascular testing you can offer, Dr. Hoffman. I want a complete profile. I want all the EKGs and scans that you can possibly order for me. And I say, forget about that. Just forget about all that high-tech stuff. Just drop and give me 40. You know, just like in the Marine Corps, you know, when your shoes aren't signed or your bed isn't aren't shined or your bed isn't made properly, they say, drop and give me 40. That's 40 push-ups, which is an achievable goal if you're a young buck. But if you're a little older, it gets harder, doesn't it? Well, here's an article from Journal of the American Medical Association. It's entitled Association Between Push-Up Exercise Capacity and Future Cardiovascular Events Among Active Adult Men. Translation, your risk of cardiovascular disease is directly proportional to your ability to execute a brisk round of push-ups. And they actually did a study on this. It's in Journal of the American Medical Association, and they found that if you're able to do 40 push-ups in 2 minutes, I don't know if you have to do them continuously. I mean, I could still bang out 40 push-ups continuously without a break, which I guess exempts me, at least probabilistically, from cardiovascular risk. Maybe you can take a break and, you know, do 20 and then do another 20 after a little break. But they give you 2 minutes and they want to see how many push-ups you can do. Well, those who were able to do 40 as compared to those who were able to do only 10 or less, there was a very, very high prognostic value associated with the ability to do 40 or more push-ups when it comes to significantly lower risk of cardiovascular disease events. So, you know, they're all over this in Journal of the American Medical Association. They're saying, hey, this is a very simple, practical test that you can do. You can do it at home. You can do it in the doctor's office if you're afraid of conking out because they've got all the resuscitation equipment there. They can immediately put the defibrillator back on you if you know, if you don't do so well. They're all over this in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They take this very seriously. They say, this is, you know, we're doing these stress tests. They're very expensive. Okay. There are more precise. They can actually look at all these parameters, your heart rate and whether the blood is flowing in your heart. But a simple, free test that you can perform to decide if you have cardiovascular risk is the 2 minute push-up test. Pretty cool. All right. If you're too tired to do 40 push-ups in 2 minutes, consider this. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness, or just being run down. Folks, I'm talking about NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the principle of the mitochondria, which are the energy factories within your cell. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. A while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics to make healthy aging. It's a product that you can take as a standalone. It delivers NT Factor. And now it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I personally take NT Factor. I don't go a day without it. I've been taking it for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And this item, you know, have you ever noticed that if you're very hungry and you say, well, I really need to eat, but, you know, I want to try and exercise, and I don't want to exercise a full stomach. So you go and exercise, and you come back after a brisk bout of exercise, and your appetite has vanished. I've noticed that myself. It's a great way to forestall the need to eat early because I exercise in the morning. And this comes to us from Gretchen Reynolds, who's a science correspondent in the New York Times. Outrunning hunger. Intense exercise may change the way certain neurons influence our appetite and metabolism. They say these findings could help us understand why many people report little interest in food in the hours after intense exercise. They've demonstrated that certain hormones that govern appetite are actually decreased after a bout of vigorous exercise. Very cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this item, drinking Diet Coke every day, quote, increases risk of dying young from stroke and heart attack. Well, what's up with that? You know, it's basically no calories, but how could that possibly be? Well, they don't actually know. But what they found is that two or more artificially sweetened drinks a day ups the risk of stroke by a quarter and heart disease by a third. And they didn't even discriminate among the types, you know, whether it was, you know, which of the artificial sweeteners people were using, whether it was NutraSweet or Sucralfate. It was just that people who took the stuff not only did not gain a benefit, but they actually were at higher risk. And what they found was that obese women were at even greater risk. The new findings are based on a big study of women and show that some groups are at even greater risk, with those drinking two or more diet drinks a day who were also obese having more than double the stroke risk. And African-American women also had a higher stroke risk when they drank diet soda. So what they're now saying is that it is not a good strategy if you have, if you're overweight or if you have diabetes and you want that flavor buzz, going for Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, or any of the diet drinks out there, Coke Zero, not a great idea when it comes to preventing heart disease and stroke. And just want to circle back and remind you that we have a special offer today from the folks at Purity Products. We heard last hour from Bill Sardi about something called Ultimate HA Joint Formula. HA stands for hyaluronic acid. And this product, Ultimate HA 7, features the joint boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. It is something that is present in all our connective tissue and acts as a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. And it also hydrates your skin. There actually are studies suggesting that it may help to reduce wrinkles. Yeah, that's a big selling point. People say they look better. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. So take advantage of the special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Call 1-800-983-1154. You can call right now. 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $5. And you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $5 bottle of HA7. It's really a special value because $5, I guess, just to cover their processing fees because its product is much more valuable than $5. Free shipping as well. 1-800-983-1154. You can call now. 1-800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA 7 Joint Formula. And tell them I sent you. Okay, let us now take one of our recorded calls because people can call us 877-726-8255 is our number for live calls during the program. But we have some people who've weighed in at our website, drhoffman.com, and recorded questions. They'll prompt you when you go there to record a question if you desire. Let's hear from David.
Hi, my name is David. I'm a 70-year-old male. My question relates to the fact that I'm diabetic and about a year ago had polymyalgia rheumatica diagnosed. As of September, I was able to get off my prednisone and leflunomide. I had added glipizide to manage blood sugars, which were pretty well under control during that period. However, since I stopped the drugs, the medications, my blood sugars have been much more elevated. And no matter what I do, I eat a very low-carb diet. I'm very careful. My blood sugars are much higher in the morning. And even if I eat very little, they go up significantly after I eat. What is going on and what can I do about it?
Okay. So this is a bit of a dilemma because we say that low-carb diet is virtually a panacea for type 2 diabetes. If you're insulin resistant, that'll often fix it. But if it were as easy as that, literally no one would come to see me because that knowledge used to be esoteric. You'd have to go to a doctor or a health practitioner to hear the advice. But that knowledge is widely disseminated. Everybody's talking about it. You can find it virtually on every website that deals with diabetes. Go on a low-carb diet. Go on a ketogenic diet. And you present a special problem because you haven't responded to that for one reason or another. And I would, you know, sound self-serving, but I would have to see you to figure out what is going wrong. And one of the things that's going wrong, clearly, is that you got a lot of inflammation in your body because you have this condition or had this condition of polymyalgia rheumatica. And inflammation sometimes promotes insulin resistance and makes it impossible to regulate your blood sugars. Also, you were, probably not anymore, but you were on prednisone, and prednisone will just fatten you up. And so it makes it very hard, even on a relatively low-carb diet, to lose your body fat. It also gets rid of your lean muscle, so it's very catabolic to lean muscle, but it builds your fat stores. And so that may be part of the problem, is that you're still suffering from the aftermath of being on prednisone. Other things, you know, that could be going wrong, there may be some key nutritional deficiencies. I don't know what your vitamin D is, for example. I don't know if you have adequate intake of things that help blood sugar, like chromium. These are some of the factors that we might investigate if we did a little bit of a deep dive on why you're stuck. I mean, that's sort of now the essence of the patients I see, patients who, you know, the information's out there. Many people take advantage of it and avoid a trip to a health practitioner. But when the standard advice fails, that's when people come to see me for a special round of problem solving. And that's what we attempt to do. And it may just be that you need to be on a very low-carb ketogenic diet for longer. It's not working instantaneously for you, but gradually, it'll turn around the Titanic, you know, before you hit an iceberg. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, as I use that analogy with patients with diabetes, is that, you know, it's a little like the Titanic. You have a tremendous momentum going forward. And even though you see that iceberg looming, it's hard to turn the Titanic around. If you've seen the movie, you say, well, you know, the lookouts are saying, iceberg, iceberg. But, you know, it's a big, cumbersome ship, and it's got a lot of momentum. And so you when you change your diet, you sometimes turn very, very gradually. And you want to avoid hitting that iceberg of severe diabetic complications, cardiovascular risk, stroke, and heart attack. And the other possibility is that you may, at this point, have turned the corner and you may actually require insulin, unfortunately, because maybe your pancreas is burnt out. And no matter how low carb you go, you're still not going to be able to get the glucose out of your bloodstream and into your cells. And that's part of the evolution of diabetes towards insulin dependency. You know, and I hope that that's not the case for you. And finally, glipizide is a kind of a crappy medicine. We prefer metformin for our diabetics. Glipizide helps to keep the weight on. It controls the blood sugar, but it often promotes weight gain. Old-fashioned diabetes medication that ultimately does not help to prolong your life or avoid serious complications. It'll fix the blood sugar, but it won't make you live longer. That's about it on this subject. So, David, I think you need a little more intensive evaluation than a quick phone answer can give. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let's take a look at, yeah, this is interesting. And it actually shed some light on David's situation, because I was talking about vitamin D. And vitamin D recently was tested in a group of 70 overweight African Americans who had low vitamin D. And this is a big problem, because African Americans, there's a huge epidemic of vitamin D deficiency in general in America, but it's particularly pronounced among African Americans. Why? Well, there may be genetic reasons. Maybe they don't drink enough milk because they're lactose intolerant. But mainly, they don't spend a lot of time tanning, because if your skin's already dark, what's the value of making your skin darker? It's we Caucasians who want a nice tan. So, plus, even in sunlight, African Americans don't absorb as much ultraviolet. That's why the dark skin pigmentation, because their ancestors are from equatorial regions, and they didn't wear a lot of clothes because it was hot. And so they're protected from the sun by skin pigmentation. But that backfires when you live in, say, Milwaukee, or in Des Moines. It's too dark there to actually absorb ultraviolet light through dark skin. So, okay, a lot of vitamin D deficiency among African Americans. And so they looked at the effects of vitamin D supplementation of pretty high, 4,000 IUs per day. And then, okay, bear with me here, because there's this thing called epigenetic aging, which they can now measure. Now, don't go to your regular doctor and ask for an epigenetic aging test. It's not a standard test, but it's a test that can be done under research conditions. And they look at a bunch of things that are associated with the expression of genes that either counters aging or fosters aging. And what they found was that after taking the vitamin D, there was a decrease in epigenetic aging compared to those African Americans in the study who did not take vitamin D. They received a placebo. And interestingly, it worked just about as well when they received 2,000 international units of vitamin D. So 4,000, they got a 1.85-year decrease in their aging score. And 2,000, they got a 1.9 decrease, slightly more, in their epigenetic aging score. So our results suggest that vitamin D supplementation may slow down epigenetic aging, especially in this population of vitamin D deficient African-American men. Now, it wasn't just men. I think it was men and women. Okay. Yeah, both men and women. And okay, so on that theme of vitamin D in African-Americans, this cool study done a couple of years ago, dose responses of vitamin D supplementation on arterial stiffness in overweight African Americans with vitamin D deficiency. What they found was that arterial stiffness was improved by vitamin D supplementation in a dose response manner. That means the more vitamin D, the better, in overweight African Americans with vitamin D deficiency. So this is a lesson for all of us out there, whether you're African American or non-African American. But in particular, that population deserves supplementation with vitamin D, especially in overweight individuals prone to cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. If you want to get in your licks with a call, this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're taking a year phone calls, and we got a recorded call. He went to our website at drhoffman.com and recorded this question. Hey, Richard.
Proposing that we take NT-factor for years, and more recently a nicotinamide riboside, and the cost has been a lot. I started with Propax years ago and then went to nicotinamide riboside, but I could not afford both. And more recently, Healthy Aging has come out with NT-factor even cheaper, so I bought that so that I can take it more frequently and afford to take that. But I'm no longer taking the nicotinamide riboside. Do you propose taking both of them, or is one preferable to the other? I'm 69, I'm retired, and I do get good exercise by doing things around the house like raking, gardening, snow removal, and things of that sort. I was wondering which would be preferable for someone like me, or if there's a need to take both of them and if they complement each other. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you have sort of a dilemma there. That's a little bit like saying, I got two girlfriends, Sophia Loren and Brigitte Bardot, but they're getting to be a little pricey, going out to those fancy restaurants and banquets and buying them Maseratis. It's getting a little bit out of hand. So I got to pick one, and that's going to be a tough choice. And I sympathize with your plight because there's so many plausible things out there that you can really bust a bank trying to take things that are helpful. But, personally, look, I'm a vitamin and supplement fanatic. I'm in this field. I take a profusion of supplements, and yes, I take NT-factor and, let's pronounce it correctly, nicotinamide riboside. So you heard about NT-factor on this program. We ran a spot for it earlier. And it's something that works on the mitochondria, but so too does nicotinamide riboside. And nicotinamide riboside is something I'm very excited about because it increases production of NAD. And NAD declines as you age. It's a very plausible explanation for why things begin to fail as you get older. And in addition, it may directly support energy. So if you're trying to work out, if you're trying to, stay in the fast lane, I recommend it for athletes and even occasional recreational exercisers. And just for, general alertness and energy. It's not a caffeinated kind of thing. It's not going to make you hyper or set your teeth on edge. But I think it supports energy, and, all of us need to support our energy as we age. So the answer, unfortunately is I really think they complement one another. And, you mentioned specific circumstances at your age and your activity level. I think it's great to take both. And, oh, by the way, support your mitochondria in a third way by taking ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10. I think that those are a really plausible triumvirate of supplements for supporting your mitochondria as you age. And I hope that that's helpful for you. So, allocate some resources to be able to take both. And the nicotinamide riboside, you may say, where do I get it? The product's name is True Niagen, and you get it via FullScript. That's my online dispensary. So you go to drhoffmanstore.com or just drhoffman.com and click on the store, and it'll lead you to FullScript, and you can register there. No obligation to buy anything, if you register, but it's a portal where you can buy products like True Niagen and some of the other products that I recommend. All right, this item, you know, talking about exercise, one of the problems with exercising is that you get sore. And, you know, you overdo it, you get sore, you get injured, and then the issue is recovery because, well, I exercised yesterday, I'm too sore to, you know, do anything today. And then you lose the benefits of continuous exercise. It's said that really to garner the benefits of exercise, you need to exercise maybe 5 out of 7 days per week with maybe, you know, a day or two here and there for rest, but continuous daily exercise, really the recipe for good health. So antioxidants have been used to protect against damage secondary to exercise, but the research on that has been mixed, and there's some debate that, you know, whether vitamin C and E may counteract the inflammation that occurs in relationship to exercise. So they looked at quercetin, which is a polyphenol, and the results were good. 1,000 milligrams of quercetin a day, 500 milligrams at breakfast, and 500 milligrams 12 hours later. They found that muscle damage was reduced in exercisers with the use of 1,000 milligrams daily of quercetin. So the results show that quercetin supplementation, and I'm quoting, can mitigate the severity of muscle weakness caused by exercise and should be considered for reducing the symptoms of discomfort and strength loss that follow intense training. I'm going to follow that recommendation. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter and subscribe to our podcasts. And have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.